Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The New World Report with Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society, and Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. We begin with the first round voting in Brazil and the Bloomberg headline. Brazilian assets soar as presidential race goes to runoff. Subhead. Leftist challenger took 48% to Bolsonaro's 44 on Sunday vote. Runoff in Latin America's largest economy set for October 30. Gentlemen, a good evening to you. The surprise. As of Friday, when I last checked the Brazilian headlines in the United States, I don't have the Spanish or the Portuguese, there was confidence that Mr. Lula da Silva was within reach, if not already achieving 50% plus in the first round, which would have ended the contest. In fact, there was boasting already what we call in the United States measuring the drapes for the Oval Office or the equivalent in Brasilia. High confidence. We can imagine Mr. Lula da Silva choosing his cabinet before the vote. And yet, Ernesto, we come to you, Joseph and I, because you very carefully over these last weeks identified what seemed to be exaggerated coverage of Lula da Silva's popularity. He is a man who has a checkered past. Let's leave it there. When it comes to his first term, his protege's term, and also his conviction for a transnational corruption case, car wash. But you were cautious about the excitement about Mr. Lula da Silva, and you were also keen on emphasizing that Mr. Bolsonaro has a large support that wasn't being polled, or if it was being polled, therein lies the question. In Brexit, Ernesto, in 2015, afterwards, the surprise vote when the British people voted to leave the European Union, there was a saying they lied to the pollsters and told the truth in the voting booth. Is that something that you observe in Brazil, where the pollsters lied to? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Yes, that's a possibility. People who would like to appear enlightened and sophisticated, so they vote for the left or more towards the left, and they don't confess, they don't admit they're going to vote for Bolsonaro. But I think there are also people who really wanted to go for Lula, but at the last moment in the poll booth decided not to. But one thing is that in Brazil, politics is so much in turmoil, and with traditional parties, the way other countries have, so people don't have their loyalties very much established, and they vote with their hearts. They don't consider this or that program a lot. So it means that it's very electric, and everything can happen in the last moment. And I think I mentioned this last week. I had seen an almost enthusiasm gap between Bolsonaro supporters and Lula's. And this was seen yesterday. Friends who told me, well, people are riding the bus or the metro towards the polling stations, chanting Bolsonaro's chants, and everyone dressed in yellow. And okay, this is the. Of course, this is in some cities and not in others. But the overall feeling in the major Brazilian cities were, okay, this is Bolsonaro. This and nothing comparable happened with Lula supporters. People were not dressed in red and chanting Lula's chants. Okay, so it's about passion, and so it's unpredictable.
Joseph, you have a question for our colleague.
Yeah. So, you know, we've seen kind of this leftist authoritarian wave come to Latin America, particularly in 2020, 2021. And you could say this year as well with the election of Gustavo Petro in Colombia. But in Chile, We saw something that was somewhat positive for those that weren't looking for a complete socialist wave in that country, which was the public rejected the referendum. Are there anything in the region that's happening that's either helping Bolsonaro in terms of making sure that he doesn't get completely isolated or marginalized? Or is it vice versa? Is the region dynamics helping Lula da Silva because most of the region today is left in Latin America?
Yes, Joseph, I think over the last few weeks, the dynamics have helped Bolsonaro because the elections, okay, they seem to go towards the left, but the reaction, especially in Chile and also in Colombia, to a certain extent, this fed into the narrative, okay, that's what happens when you elect a left-wing leader. Especially in the case of Colombia, Brazilians feel strongly against drug trafficking and freeing drugs for Petro's stance in favor of liberalizing drugs. This showed that, okay, this is real left. This is and also Nicaragua. This maybe was even more important, the persecution against Catholics and Christians in Nicaragua. This was used by President Bolsonaro in his last debate. I think this made a very, very large impact because PT, Lula's party in Brazil, one of their city councillors has invaded with a group of people a church a few months ago. And Lula's support, I mean, he praised that initiative. They invaded a church in the middle of mass service in order to protest against the church's past support of racism or something like that, some allegation like that. But so the image of being anti-Christian, I think, has been very strong placed on Lula by Bolsonaro because of Nicaragua.
Ernesto, before the vote, we had a conversation about what is called the Central, which is a very large group of well-to-do people across all of Brazil who have political offices as well as private enterprise domination, the Central. And what I learned from you is the Central is always powerful, no matter who is in the presidency. Yeah. Lula da Silva, Dilma Rousseff, Mr. Bolsonaro, always. So is there any measure of how the Central voted yesterday? Because according to these headlines, this is Reuters, for example. Brazil markets soar as Bolsonaro's strong showing sparks runoff vote. I can guess that the Central is making money today. Did it vote for Bolsonaro? Does it have an opinion of these results?
Yes. Well, Central has two main branches. Our official branch of Central, who is supporting Bolsonaro now, and it seems that they their connections with business in Brazil, business is almost always politics dependent. Okay, it's political power that creates economic power in Brazil, so people in business, I think they're happy because they're friends in politics and they're their bosses, in a way, in politics are happy with the results. But it has to do, I think, more with congressional elections than with presidential elections. If you take the pro-Bolsonaro branch of Centrão and the non-pro-Bolsonaro branch together, they have acquired almost 80% control of the Chamber of Deputies and a similar number for the Senate. Although they officially support different candidates, and this other branch will probably support Lula, but they are totally integrated with each other. And Brazil is basically going to be run by Congress and the Supreme Court, much more than by the president, whoever is elected. So I think this soaring has to do with, we have everything in place. Okay, politics will stay the same. There's no anti-system system breaking candidate anywhere. A few conservatives have been elected to Congress inside Centrão parties, so they're going to be a minority everywhere. There's no conservative party in Brazil, so the conservatives are scattered around. They are, and let's say, anti-system conservatives. So there's no way they're going to make a difference. that's the feeling of joy among among the business community in Brazil, not because of Bolsonaro, but more because of Centrão in Congress.
Joseph, you have a question for Ernesto.
Yeah, I guess the key question, I guess, Ernesto, is what would you say is the key for Lula to pull ahead on October 30th? And what is the key for Bolsonaro? Because the election's a lot closer than what most people thought. And looking at some of the early projections, they're putting it pretty much 50-50. So what would you say are the keys to for each?
So for Bolsonaro, I think what he should do, not necessarily what he will do, is to increase the appeal to the conservative base, to increase the values-based discourse. This is what mobilizes people. This is what drove people yesterday to go with such enthusiasm to the poll stations. I think Lula's voters went because they had to. Bolsonaro voters went like they were going to a crusade. So I think Bolsonaro has to increase this feeling of crusade. Okay, we're fighting evil. We're fighting something that's going to destroy Brazil, to destroy our faith, burn our churches. This is how he can pull ahead. And Lula, I think he will rather try to play to the radicalism of Bolsonaro and say, "Oh, okay, Bolsonaro is going to revert to his let's say arsonist instinct and put the system on fire. Look, everything is going fine. We have the Congress in control, etc." And but I don't know. I don't know if Lula is going to pull a strong message. Now he maybe will double down in what he's doing and think that with political arrangements here and there he can gather what is still missing, the 2% that he still needs. But one important thing in that regard is that the support of the other candidates is not very meaningful, I think, because Mrs. Tebet, the third place with only 4% of the votes, but it would be meaningful. Even if she says that she supports Lula, and she probably will, it doesn't mean that those 4% are going to Lula. I think they'll break even or even more to Bolsonaro, because it's not automatic, and this has to do with that sort of non-traditional way that Brazilians approach politics. They don't have party loyalty or things like that. So what I would like to see is even more fired up Bolsonaro, and I think that's the only chance that he has.
Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister for the Republic of Brazil. Joseph Uma, the executive director of Secure Free Society. And when we come back, how does the left of center, hear these results? From the Guardian newspaper, dispiriting is one version. This is the New World Report. I'm John Batch.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. So it's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.